Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton. I am thrilled to bring you speaker highlights from our annual IPPI Book Awards and a peek at what you can expect this year from Dr. Marilyn Joyce, five-time stage four cancer survivor and thriver.
Now, let me start by asking you a question. How many of you in this room have been affected by an illness such as cancer or any other major illness? Quite a few. How many of you in this room have been impacted by someone you love or care about who has been affected by cancer or another illness? Yeah. Every hand goes up. And that's the problem today, isn't it? Did you realize that one in three women and one in two men will be impacted by cancer in this lifetime? Pretty scary stuff, isn't it? Why is that? A lot of things I could share, but obviously there's not enough time to do that today. But I would be honored if you're interested in hearing a little bit of my journey. Is that something you'd like? Because people say it inspires them, and I know I'm inspired by personal stories as well. And what Vicki shared with you was my experience back in the 80s. In 1985, I had reached the top of my game in my career as a registered dietitian, and I was offered the opportunity to speak to my dietetic professional peers at the big conference. I was the keynote speaker. And because of that, I happened to look in the mirror that morning and noticed that there was a big, ugly spot under my eye that was purple and black and very shiny and very crusty. I had no idea what it was, but I rushed off to the doctor and said, "Get this thing off my face." Vanity took me to the doctor. I was a single mom with two teenage kids. Anybody have teenage kids or had teenage kids? Right, a lot on your plate with just that alone, right? So I was not really looking in the mirror or doing any of that kind of stuff at that time. But what happened was I was diagnosed with melanoma early stage. Bravo, I thought. Whatever melanoma was, bravo. I found out what it was later and that it goes deep fast and that it's a serious cancer. But in my life, I'd also been experiencing incredible abdominal pain, which the doctor said was PMS. And they told me it was what they referred to as pissing and moaning syndrome. Isn't that horrible? I'm like, okay, great. I'm pissing and moaning because I'm in pain. But anyway, right after I was diagnosed with melanoma, I had another really serious bout with this stomach pain. I was rushed into hospital and diagnosed with stage 4 uterine cancer. I was 35 years old. This was an illness I knew about. I was working in chronic care with aging people, and that was one of the illnesses we saw in aging women. Uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer. Now, today, I have worked with kids. I say kids, 12 years old with breast cancer. I've worked with many young women between 28 and 35 with uterine cancer. Young men with prostate cancer, younger than 35. That's unheard of in the past. Just for a reference point, one in 50 people were diagnosed with cancer in 1960 compared to the numbers today. So my journey really was, I tried everything. I did go through three rounds of chemotherapy, and when I knew I wasn't going to make it, I quit. And what does every good patient do when they quit one form of therapy? They look for everything else that's out there. And that's what I did. And I left no stone unturned, literally. And then in 1989, my fifth bout of cancer, third bout of uterine cancer, I had given up, basically. I was in a wheelchair, unable to eat or drink anything. All I could do was suck on ice chips. And the doctors gave me less than 2 weeks to live. They told me to go home and take care of my affairs. But if you're lucky like I was, and you have friends and family who love you, they dragged me off to a home show. Does anybody know what a home show is? I mean, I did not want to go in a wheelchair into a home show with noise and commotion. But as we rolled in to the home show, we met Jim the Vitamix man. And he was my first part of my miracle weekend. He introduced me to ice slush or ice chips with nutrition in it from cantaloupe fruit and seeds. We throw the seeds out in the developed countries. In the developing countries, they actually roast them and eat them. That's probably why they're healthier. So that was the first part. And the next day, I was dragged off to a Bernie Siegel event. Dr. Bernie Siegel? Has anybody ever attended one of his events? Yeah. Amazing, compassionate, loving man. There were 900 people at least in the audience, and they put me plonk in the front because I was in a wheelchair. So on the break, he came up and spoke to me, and he said, "Have you ever done a gratitude journal?" Now, I just told you where I was at, right? I said, "A what? Are you out of your mind? What am I going to be grateful for? I'm dying." And he said, "What you focus on expands, and what you're focusing on is not going to be a pretty sight. But if you focus on what you're grateful for, you might be surprised. And if you can only think of one thing to be grateful for, write it down 5 times, but do 5 gratitudes a day." So I went out the next day, and I was up in Toronto, Canada. Has anybody ever been in Toronto, Canada in the middle of winter? Yes, overcast, dismal, gray, horrible days. I looked out, and it was one of those days, and I said, "Dear God, if you want me to do this gratitude journal, give me a sign, please. I'm begging you." And within just a few minutes at most, the sun shone through the clouds for just a moment. Do you think that was a sign? To me, it was a sign, as I've been a believer since. If I wasn't before, I have been since. The point was that I wrote in that gratitude journal that my daughter got me, beautiful purple and pink and all the rest of that, the colors I love. "Dear God, thank you for the sun. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the sun." 5 times. But here's what happened. A month later, I wrote 138 gratitudes in my journal, and they were all different. And I'm here today. What you focus on expands. And what I focused on expanded into an amazing life. Not without ups and downs. Life is a journey. How many people agree with me on that one? Yeah, we're all here because we're living a journey. Life is a journey. But I have been blessed with more than 27 years now of amazing experiences, traveled the world speaking and sharing my story, writing books, meeting amazing people like yourselves, and having amazing times. And I look forward to many more of those. And I look forward to speaking to all of you at some point. And I just thank you so much for letting me share my story. One thing, I don't want to leave without giving you something, because I wrote a book, Instant Energy, The 5 Keys to Unlimited Energy and Vitality. And silly me, I forgot to put it in my car. So I don't have it to show you. But I do have a gift for everyone who's interested. And if you go to 5minuteenergytips.com, that's the number 5minuteenergytips with an S, .com, you'll get my 10 top 5-minute tips, because I'm the master, they tell me, of 5-minute healthy tips that you can do anywhere, anytime to energize yourself instantly. Sound like a plan?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I hope you will join us where you will meet Dr. Marilyn Joyce in person at the annual Expert Insights IFPI Book Awards. This year at one of the top resorts on the Mexican Riviera. Details on how you can secure your place are at www.mybookaward.com. There are limited spaces and discount rooms available. So visit today, www.mybookaward.com. See you next week.